roll call, I think, one, two.
Boyd's missing.
Boyd's missing, yes. We have both through the governance, so. Next item would be approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, if everyone had received those.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Supervisor Solinsky to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Poole. Any discussion? Through the governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Chairman, committee members. I don't know what everybody's been doing, but, you know, I've been, actually, we, you know, out at the parks between Oktoberfest and, I didn't get down to Kemper's thing, but Pringle had a beautiful fall festival that we were out at, and it was between our parks people and what they did. It was really cool out there. And Jenny, the county executive's assistant, or next in command, was in a band out there when we went out that day. I don't know. But if you read the packet that they're putting together for us now, you can see the whole schedule that Pringle has, and they've got a lot of stuff going on, and some neat things for the children, for everybody. And then we had a very nice presentation. Again, the Parks Department did a fantastic job at the Fox River Park for the CCC Memorial that was put up. I'm sure you all saw that in the paper. That was well attended and nicely done. And then formally, I have spoken with Ray, but formally and for the committee, we want to offer our condolences for the passing of Ray's father. My God, when I saw that in the paper, so what a nice man he must have been. And I asked Ray who put that together, because it was so well written, and he smiled and said he did. So, I mean, you're a good writer also, Ray. That was very,
thanks for
very nicely done.
Mom asked me to do that.
That's all I have. Any committee members? Supervisor Grady?
Just to put something on your schedule, if you're so inclined, Friday the 16th of this month at 10:30 in the morning, I'll be involved with a tour of KCDC, that's the detention center out there at County Highway H. Had a request from a Carthage student to take a tour of the facility, so I contacted one of the uniformed officers out there, and he agreed to conduct the tour for myself, Carthage student, I think two of them, and maybe one other interested party. So at this point, anybody who would like to be a part of the detention center tour, if you've never seen it, you want to see some of the improvements that have been done out there in terms of things that have gone through this committee, that would be Friday the 16th, 10:30 a.m. Contact me beforehand, please. That's it.
Thank you, Bill.
Last meeting, and I never received it, is I was requesting a idea from the state, from the county, is when the construction would be going on in the major, on the major roads in Kenosha County, Highway 50, 158, 142. I'd like to get that in the next couple days if possible.
If Gary was putting that together, I know, and he was out of town Thursday, because he told me about it before he left. So I don't know, I know he's waiting for some more information, updated information from the state. We should be able to get it this week, Supervisor Patrick, but I don't want to commit 100% to that. That's what we're shooting for.
Some idea.
Yep, he's got it.
Was his message? He still needs to be transferred to a man.
Okay. So he's got stuff from the state. Yeah. So then it sounds like, yeah, then he just needs to transfer some information onto a map so you can lay it out and present it that way. So it sounds like we got everything. All right. Do you want that sent? Do you just send it to all the committee? It's probably an interesting little document.
I get emails from the state. I don't. Nobody else gets them. I know when. I know when there's a lane closure, when there's a stop. You know, I get everything from the state. Shows up constantly.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't get anything.
You don't. No. They can get you on mine, or you can have mine.
I get enough emails.
Any other committee members? Anything? If not, we'll move on to citizens' comments, and we haven't had any of those in a couple months. And I see no one here this evening, so we will move on to, first this evening would be the golf division.
Currently, we are in the aerification process. We did the white originally, and I went out and checked that, and those are completely healed. Then we did petrifying springs and the red the same week, and those are really all healed up also. And now today we did the blue spruce. The aerification process is going really well. We were pretty aggressive. We did a smaller size tine with a more frequency, and really didn't get any complaints for that process, which is necessary. We will be doing the fairways starting later this week too, and it really helps with the diseases. So that'll be done. The emerald ash borer, you know, is wiping out all the trees at both facilities. Getting quite a few questions about when that process is going to take place, and we have the two signs up at the golf courses, which is really having a positive effect on our golfers. So the Kenosha County Executive Cup was a great day. It was September 10th, and we had 127 players last year. Last 2 years, really, it was kind of washed out. We didn't play at all last year, and the year before we had, I think, 78, but again, it was washed out during the tournament. So to have 127 is the largest we've ever had, and it was a great event. Thanks to Jim Cupper for helping raise a lot of prizes and get some extra people out there. So that was a good day for us. Our next big initiatives are the Brightondale Open, which will be October 17th, Saturday. It's a 27-hole scramble. And then we'll have the two Halloween horrors on October 31st and November 1st coming up. So those should be a good wrap-up to the season with three events yet coming. And then overall, you know, we've been, you know, having an extremely busy year. September was the best September that we've had, you know, since I've been here. And we had, you know, great rounds at both facilities. Outstanding comments, you know, of our all aspects of the operations, the conditions, the customer service, you know, a lot of good things are happening. A couple of projects that we're working on. If the highway department has time, we still will be doing the maintenance road and shop yard at Petrifying Springs. And then we're still collecting data on the deep well. We met with the architect today on the deep well and the dam out at Brightondale. I'll see if we can get those projects wrapped up yet this season. So that's what we're working on in golf.
Any questions? Yes, sir.
So last meeting we were talking about the hours for like the golf course manager. Has that been improved or is it worsened?
The food and beverage manager?
Yeah.
As of this time, no. Nothing in the budget has been approved yet. So it's just going forward in the budgeting process. So.
Thank you.
Anything else for Dan?
Just a question. At TATS for the regular general parking, is that part of a CIP for anything in terms of getting that paved and done over?
Yes, it is.
Just no offhand, is it the next couple, 3-5 years, or when we do that?
Yeah, it's in the 5-year CIP. I don't know exactly which year it is. It's kind of, we're trying to roll all of the paving projects for the county under the highway division and handling all the parking lots across the county.
Just know it's scheduled at some point. All right, good, thank you.
Anything else? Thanks, Dan. Next is facilities, right?
So, Chairman, building demolition projects, the Brookside House is completely down, and the basement has been filled in and compacted. The one thing is that we found an abandoned well there that was not decommissioned, capped off properly. So we're in the process this week. We should be able to get that taken care of. The administration building parking lot improvement project is moving right along. If you guys have seen the progress. We're still looking at mid-October to open up the parking. We ordered, as part of this project, we with our special pricing with pre-lighting for the parking lot, we received half of the lights. The other half, they're so busy, they got delayed. And so we'll get those in before the end of October. So I guess it's good news the local manufacturer's got that much business. It's caused a little bit of delay just in lights themselves, but we're hoping to have enough light to, it shouldn't be a problem at night. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Beautiful. Any questions for Frank? So, Mr. Rudy.
I think the first thing is a resolution. I was contacted by the DNR that there was $745 in county conservation aids, and that they had a partner from who was the Milwaukee chapter of Muskies. They wanted to stock 142 5-month-old Muskies in the Fox River, but the county has to be the conduit to do that, to be able to get the grant. And so we wrote a resolution here to be able to go ahead and purchase those Muskies and do that with, and we would be reimbursed by the Department of Natural Resources and by the Milwaukee chapter of Muskies Inc. So there's no charge to the county whatsoever to put those in there, but adding those Muskies to the river will reduce a lot of the rough fish populations and other things in it, so it's all good. There are Muskies in there now, just not in large numbers.
Questions on this?
You kind of answered, John. I didn't realize that they could actually thrive in the Fox River, but you say there are some muskies over here.
There are muskies there. There
okay.
Are
there.
Silver Lake is enormous muskies there.
But they say that this will help start living in that river until you get those flower feeders out of there. So.
Okay.
So,
great.
Thank you. If there's no questions, could I have a
motion? Motion to approve. Second.
Supervisor Brenner, stand away. Supervisor Grady, to approve the resolution. Any discussion? To the governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. Imperial Nature Center again had their Fall Fun Fest. In the stack of pictures you have, I believe the first four are from that. You see again Jenny, the band, the Grateful Deadliners, and some of the things they do out there is they tag and release monarch butterflies. They had a falconer there. They do hay rides. They have all sorts of activities for children. It was a good event, had nice weather. So again, then that's also part of what's required by us to maintain our bird city status as well. All-wheel ride was last Saturday. It was a little windy. I think the last three pictures on the packet are from all-wheel ride. We did a trail run with it as well. So we had 70 folks in the race and ran the race. And we had somewhere around 35 or 40 bike riders that were hardy enough to ride out in Simmons Island. So we had quite a few folks there. Other than the wind, it was a nice day. That went off well. Haiti Park, the contractor was there and sprayed Frag Mighties again on the 23rd and 24th, so that was done. On our project list at Kemper Center, we're basically just down to some detail work. We sent an email to the contractor last Thursday or Friday that said either get it done by October 8th or we're gonna just get somebody else to do it, because it's all piddly stuff. They just don't wanna come back and do it. They wanna reset some pavers and a sidewalk that they messed up, and replace, I think, four of the lights that have busted ears on the crowns, things like that. So
this is at Kemper?
At Kemper.
So I know we had trouble with the landscaper, but that was a sub.
Yeah.
But now this is the general, won't come back?
Well, Oaks were the ones who did the work on the grating and everything that messed up those buttress things in the archway and the pavers.
Right.
And he's trying to get Painted Knoll's trying to get Oaks to come back and fix it. He can't get a response out of them. The landscaper, he just said, no, it's good. So we just hired a different one. And
but Painted Knoll is responsible.
They are. And Ray told us to go ahead and hire a different landscaper. He said, go ahead, because he said, I can't get this guy to move.
From Painted Knoll, told you to hire one.
Oh, yeah.
And they realized.
Just deducted from the
painting. Deducted.
Yep.
Was it the pavers, the lights?
The pavers, the lights, and there's these cement or carved limestone cornerstones that stick out. They look like a big bullet into the corner of the building. And they hit those and crack them loose, and they have to put them, epoxy them back in place. And if they don't get moving, by the 8th, I'm going to hire that mason that we used out here at Fox River to go down there and fix that stonework and do those pavers. Because that guy was excellent. I have no complaints about him whatsoever.
So Painted Knoll isn't paid yet?
No. They're not paid for. We've made one payment. We still have two and three to go, and we haven't paid them.
And we're not going to until this is all done. And then this gets deducted. Everything.
Well, is it fairly traditional? There'll be a certain amount of hold back anyway until you get much harder list done. And you have to.
Well, we always do.
Yeah, there's always
withhold
some leverage with contractors, right?
Yeah.
But usually you don't hear a reputable general saying, "I can't get them to come back."
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. Yeah.
So the Painted Knoll must not care. Was it too small a job or what?
Even Gary, when I talked to Gary Sipsma, he said that any of them. Once they get down to that, and Frank finds this out, when you get down to that final little detail stuff, it's not important to them anymore, and you got to pound on them and pound on them and get them to come back and do it.
So, unless you don't pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only lever you got, to hold back the cash.
Yeah. So, and again, Emerald Ash Borer tree removal, we had thrown out there, we'd like to start Thanksgiving week. But just based on the weather forecast, they believe that mid-December is going to be more realistic. And we don't know where Dan will be with golf either. I mean, if it's warm and those courses are open, we don't want that equipment out there. The Silver Lake Mountain Bike Trail, Corba did start in again the last two weekends working on the trails. I know they were out there yesterday as well. I looked on Facebook and they had pictures posted of them working. The Cannon. Just still waiting to hear where to go get it for pets. Waiting to hear from the Summers Fire Department. I did talk with Jim Ritchie about the two grants, the one for the roads, boat launch parking lots, and KD, and for the mountain bike trails ones, and he told me it didn't look good. So then I sent an email up to Samantha Kirkland, and I think that the county exec made some calls as well, so the dust hasn't settled up.
Right.
And in the packet, too, you'll see I did include a few photos of the statue dedication at Fox River. That's done, except for we do want to come back and landscape around it. We just mulched it for now, but we will be coming back and then some shrubs and grasses. And the other thing I would make a comment is that Matt did the second edition of the newsletter. I hope everybody got it. A lot of good information in there, pictures, schedules for everything.
I think that newsletter is one of the nicest things we've done. Now, who is it getting out to? Is it getting out to?
We do our internal email list through any Kenosha County employee that's connected through our internet and listservs.
So the county board is getting it?
If you guys are connected through that, I would hope that you guys are receiving that.
Yeah, it's really nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Maybe there's a place to put on the website, the Kenosha County website.
There is a connection through, too. Yeah. If you go to the parks webpage, there's on the left-hand side for newsletters.
Any questions for John on anything? If If not, we will move on. Great.
I'm going to jump around a little bit just because Gary's unable to be here tonight, as is Mike. Gary put together the report, which I think you guys all got in your packet, but basically to summarize, what happened was after our meeting last month, the article in the paper was very effective at getting the state's attention. Evidently, the district folks, as well as the folks in Madison, read the Kenosha News, because we got a call the next morning. And they wanted to meet with us. We set up a meeting. So keep in mind, our last meeting was September 14th, I think, so it was only really a few weeks back. We had a meeting with them, not last week, but the week before. And we had folks from Madison, the financial area, and folks from the operations group out of Waukesha. And there was definitely some of this going on at that meeting, to the point where I think we had a meeting of about an hour with them, and I think we got things sorted out, and they made some verbal commitments to us that we wanted to see follow up in writing and with a little bit more detail. And then they met after we left the room. They asked if they could stay in there and just meet amongst themselves, Waukesha and Madison, and they met for at least another hour trying to sort out some of the stuff. So we haven't heard back from them. They indicated they were going to get back to us by the end of last week, and I don't think, at least I didn't hear anything, Jim, so you haven't either then. I would expect to hear from them pretty shortly here. They made, like I say, some verbal commitments to us, but we need to see something a little bit more substantial than that. It was definitely beneficial. We got their attention.
Yeah.
And it's what was needed to get things rolling. So.
Yeah, we talked about it at our meeting, and then we talked about it at the county board. I reported, and yeah, they were a little embarrassed, and then all of a sudden they got a hold of us. That's great.
It worked. So I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to get pretty much everything resolved from them. Once they sorted out kind of their internal gaps, they both recognize that they've got to address the situation. And so I'm pretty optimistic that we'll get something squared away with them. And then the second thing in Gary's report had to do with just an update on paving projects. For those of you in the western part, you know that County Highway P is done. There was some other kind of cleanup work that we did out there. There's some projects in Wheatland that were queuing up. I don't know, the guys might actually be starting, because I was kind of out of circulation the last couple days, but they might actually be starting some of the physical activity out in Wheatland. There's some work that Summers wants us to do, and we haven't gotten actual work orders for that yet, unless they came in the last couple days. So there's still kind of a rush to get, we're hoping the weather will hold up so that we can tie up a bunch of loose ends with some of the towns and get some of these jobs that are going to mean some additional revenue to us in before the weather gets nasty. We're also going to be starting a big state, the shouldering project that we talked about at the last couple meetings. That's going to be starting, but that will probably going to hold off until some activity may take place in the next week or two, but that's one we're kind of holding in the quiver, because we can get to that even when the weather gets pretty nasty. We can still do that shouldering work.
What's the shouldering work scheduled for, Ray?
I thought Gary said we were going to start some of the activity this week.
Paddock Lake all the way to
Lower
Town. Yeah, all the way out to Lake.
Highway 50,
yeah. Both sides.
All four lanes.
Yeah, all four lanes.
From Paddock Lake to the Walworth County.
Right.
Yep.
Just the other side of Slade's Corner.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a pretty darn good stretch. That's pretty much it in highways. Unless anybody's got any questions. Okay, now move on to Brookside. We continue to work on construction level documents and specs. We've typically now got multiple meetings each week with engineers, architects, and so forth, as we're pushing to have, the goal is to have, it slid a little bit, mainly because of me, and that's that we drilled into some of the engineering details for the HVAC systems. I wasn't comfortable with some of what I was hearing. There was kind of some discrepancy amongst the engineers, and so I took an extra couple weeks to really drill into how we're going to engineer some of the HVAC systems. I'm confident now we made the right decision. It took an extra couple weeks, which set things back a little bit, so we're now targeting to have all the bid-ready documents ready by mid-November, and we go out for bids shortly thereafter. So I'm going to say around December 1st, we should be up for bids. As part of the upcoming budget process, we're going to be putting together a package of information about the whole project, drawings, budgets, narrative explaining some of the moving pieces. We're going to have that as part of our budget review. And I can't remember which other committees, but we're going to take it through a number of different committees and just update on the entire project. So that'll be coming up shortly. Our budget meeting will be on the 19th, and I just want to give a heads up. The rooms here are booked for the 19th, but I'm trying to work something out with the sheriff that's got the big hearing room. That's where we typically have that meeting. If we can't get it there, I just want to give you a heads up that we may end up doing it down in the employee lunchroom for the highway department. It's a big enough room, and it's got handicap accessibility if someone from the public needed to get there. But I just want to give you a heads up in case you see something different on the schedule for that. So that's pretty much the Brookside thing. Some general updates. The Lattice Tower, we did get an engineering report. I got it on Friday for the Lattice Tower that's on top of the safety building. The good news is that we made some reductions in some of the load that was on there. We took off a bunch of dead antennas, basically, and dead equipment. And now it does meet the current requirements for safety for the load that's on there. We've got that confirmed. The part that I haven't gotten into real deeply yet, because I just got the report, is what, if anything, we can do to increase that load capacity so we can add some equipment to that antenna tower. I'm hoping that we can, but I'm not sure that we're going to be able to do that. But the good news is the thing is safe the way it is now. Before we took off 9 different pieces of equipment and the associated cabling, I don't know where it was at. But the good news is we're in good shape right now. So that is where that project is at. Pre-trial, we've got somebody scheduled, an engine structural engineer, the same gentleman we spoke to a couple months ago. He's going to be here for 3 days, the 14th, 15th, and 16th of October. They're basically going to fly around the entire building to analyze all the cracks that appear on the facade to see if those are strictly superficial things, nothing to be concerned about, or if in fact there's something to be concerned about. And there's one fairly significant crack that goes from the top of the building to the basement in the southwest corner. He's going to be able to dig into that as well. So I'm hoping that we're going to have some pretty good insight into what's going on there. Yeah, probably by the November meeting we should have some pretty good insight on whether there's anything to be concerned about or not. And then with regard to Mike's area of facilities, the projects that he's got going, we've still got some energy efficiency projects that we're going to be wrapping up going into the tail end of the year. Some of them are in process, some of them are out for bid right now. I can't remember where the padded cell thing is at. I believe that's out for bid at the moment. Maybe that's in actual bid. The bids might have closed on that. Those are the only projects that really are that he's got responsibility for at this point in the process. I saw a custodian job ad that went up today, and it's got a whopping wage of $11.93 an hour to start. That, as I understand it, is going to be part of the classification and compensation study in 2016, all the maintenance guys. Because at $11.93 an hour, I know that we're really going to be challenged to get it. The ad's going up to create a hiring list, so I'm hoping that we still get some folks, but I'm not going to hold my breath. That is pretty much everything that's going on from my perspective.
Any questions for Ray? I guess everybody wants to know how you get a job at Uline, but if you saw their ad yesterday.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. $20 an hour.
$20 for just general warehouse work.
Yeah. I heard it was hard to get in there, but now I see why. And some of it was
$30. Right. $30 and $35. Yeah. For the warehouse lead kind of supervision level folks.
That's why we need this study.
Nice indoor job for someone, Dennis.
I know. Well, Amazon is 14 with the turns. That's why you can't find a place to rent in Kenosha anymore.
Right. The apartment shortage is critical.
98% occupancy. That's pretty big. Real big.
Yeah.
But there's still that little hump that they're not pushing people over. And I think that's still the fear from 2007, 2008. People aren't buying. We're selling more homes than we were, but there's still, I thought it was going to be more building going on. Maybe when these people work in these places for a
year or start two,
still better in other parts of the state. When you see the northern counties, their unemployment rate is still way up there, way up when they look at the whole state. So there's nothing else for Ray or for anybody will ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Thank you very much, everyone.